Well, today I'm asking the question, can humour, a little joke here and there, help with sight loss? Well, apparently it can, and can even spur you to create your own. What am I talking about? Well, Sue Hay can tell us more. Sue, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. Happy to be here. Thanks, Alan.
Now, tell me first of all, Sue, about this joke book, because it's all around your mum, who has age-related macular degeneration, and it's even led you to create your own.
That's right, yeah. Well, some years ago now, when she started to develop macular degeneration, the story goes that I bought her a joke book for Christmas. And, of course, sadly, she began to find it hard to read. So we agreed that I would take the joke book. And every week, I read her a joke, just once a week, over the phone, because I live quite a long way from her. And then, eventually, she joined a group called Warrington Visually Impaired People, where she met lots of lovely people and began to tell them the joke as well. So we developed a very now well-established tradition of the joke of the week. Eventually, this went on for some years, and then we had an idea of, well, why don't we write our own joke book? So we've now got a book called What's the Joke, Dorothy? Because my mum's name is Dorothy. And she's now quite a little celebrity in the town of Warrington, where she goes round. She's got a personal shopper in a supermarket, and she's got the VIP people that she tells the joke, and the church where she goes to as well for services. And I will just say that when the new vicar came to the church, she didn't really know anybody and she was a bit lost. And one of the first things she said was, can I be introduced to the lady who tells the jokes, please?
Great little icebreaker then.
So a real icebreaker. But I mean, the serious point being just what a wonderful medicine and social glue, really, and bringing people together that humour can be at time of some adversity, I guess. I think that's the key point. But it's just been a huge amount of fun.
Absolutely. And the book itself, you know, are you going to sell this to raise money for anything, or is it just to be passed around?
At the moment, it's just being passed around. People that, like us, you know, just appreciate humour. But yeah, we think because, you know, it's packed with really good jokes, we would like to try and raise some money for National Institute for the Blind, if we can do that. So that's the next hurdle, really.
And we do have with us Dorothy in person. Dorothy, tell me about these jokes then. You've become a bit of a celebrity.
Yes, I have. When I was able to see, but at the beginning of losing my sight, I always went to my daughter for Christmas. Susan, always put a Father Christmas stocking outside your bedroom door. This Christmas morning, my grandchildren came in. Oh, he's been, Grandma, he's been, jumping on the bed, opening the Christmas stocking, nail varnish, perfume, a book, Grandma. A book? That's a silly thing for Father Christmas to leave for Grandma when he knows that I'm not going to be able to read. As I'm saying that to the children, Susan is walking past the bedroom and says, Mother, don't be like that. I will read a joke to you every Sunday. So that is how it started.
And you become a bit of a celebrity now. Do people
wait
on you?
Well, you can say that. I wouldn't say I was a celebrity. But we do have to be careful, because some of these jokes do go to church first.
I have to be very careful.
I think there's something in this with my daughter. I think she's testing, because occasionally she'll say to me, and what did they think of the joke at the VIPs? Did you remember what it was? And I think that she very quietly is testing me to see if I've remembered them. Thank God I am able to remember them. And I would like to say, without embarrassing anyone, it is a wonderful place. They work really, really hard As soon as you enter the door, you are offered a cup of tea. The next thing, you chat at your table. And then you have a lovely meal, 3-quart, jugs of water on the table, apple juice, orange juice. I couldn't tell you how good it is. After we finish lunch, we get up and we go into what I call the lounge. It's a huge classroom with lovely windows, light and airy, very nice. In there, Howard does a little quiz, and then we have lovely music playing. We can all say if we want anything special, we can give it to Howard, the title, and if it's at all possible, he will get it. And I would like to mention the volunteers. They serve the meals, drive the buses. Oh, it is the best day of the week for me.
I can't let you go, though, without you telling me a joke.
Well, this is a joke about a teacher. And she's saying to the class, right, class, now I want you to think if you know of two animals that have no teeth. So there's a little boy in the front of the class and he puts his hand up and she says, yes, John, what are your two animals? And he says, Grandma and Grandpa.
Are you
laughing? You better have been.
You should be on stage, Dorothy. You could do a one-woman show.
No, I couldn't go on the stage, thank you. I've got enough to do.
And I think we should learn a little bit more about the Warrington VIP Club. We've got Howard's there. Howard, it sounds as if the guys have a fantastic time there, and it must make a huge difference to them to come along, even if it's just for the day, to catch up with each other.
This is what makes the job worth doing. When a lot of our members are living on their own and they don't get out of the house, I mean, Dorothy is very independent and she does get out, but a lot of our members from one day to the next don't go out of their four walls. And when they come into our centre, I always watch them as they're leaving, and generally most of them have got big beaming smiles and they're looking forward to the next time. Dorothy comes in on a Thursday, but we do open on a Tuesday for a similar day, and also on a Wednesday for a small group of ladies who do chair-based to keep fit. We also take them on holidays, trips out to the theatre and different things. So, yeah, we try and do as much as we can to make their lives happier, you know, and fulfil them.
It sounds invaluable, Howard, when you think, you know, we hear stories about people losing their sight, or older people losing their sight especially. Yeah. And it can create that isolation that, you know, they don't want to go out, they don't think they can do things anymore. But this really shows that coming together for a social gathering can lead to much more.
Yeah, it's quite a leap of faith for new members who come in, because they're having to leave that little box with cotton wool that they feel safe in, and they're making that leap to come into the centre. But generally, once they've come across the door, once they sit down at a table with ladies like Dorothy, and they get chatting away about old times, and, oh, you know such a body, and they are transformed into confident people, and then they don't want to go home half of the time, which is a phrase, you know, they've got to do, because I've got to go home eventually.
It sounds like it's chucking out time at the pub, where you?
It sometimes is like that, and, you know, and what Dorothy didn't mention is occasionally, when there's a birthday, we do encourage our ladies and gentlemen, we have a birthday cake and a celebration, and a little tipple of something nice, if they're careful. And what we generally get, and I won't mention any names, but some ladies come and say, is there a birthday today? Because they know they're going to get a little brandy or a little whiskey. But, you know, it's brilliant. And I can honestly say with hand on heart that all of our members are really, really lovely people.
Howard, just remind us of the area that you cover, and if people would like to get in touch to find out more about your services, how they can do that.
We're a very small charity based in the Warrington area. We have 3 minibuses that we have been able to buy with the donations and legacies from members past and present, and one bus goes out into the Lym area, another one goes out towards the Birchwood area, which is sort of Manchester side of Warrington, and the other one goes out to the Penketh and Great Sankey area. We have an email, the general one is info@warringtonvip.co.uk, And we have a local telephone number, which is 01925 632 700.
Sue, Howard telling us there the benefits that people get from coming to this centre. It sounds as if they do have a fantastic time. And indeed, Dorothy as well seems to love going along. Now, the book itself, are you interested in, you know, getting it published, looking for some help to do that, perhaps?
Oh, definitely, yes, because we're just obviously ordinary members of the public, have never done anything like this before. The idea's just grown a bit like Topsy. So if anybody out there's got any hints or ideas on how to go about something like that, that would be wonderful to hear about. So you can contact me on 07484 639 812.
Best of luck with the book, Sue. And thank you for telling us all about it on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you. Thanks, Alan.